This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Dylan is calling from Long Island. What's up, Dylan?
Hey, BT and Sal. Today was made for you guys, man. This is great stuff so far.
Nice.
Out of all the prospects in New York, right? Is there any bigger fail than Francisco Alvarez if we want to talk about failures in New York? His 220 career average, he was the number one prospect in all of baseball. Is there anybody that's a bigger fail than him? And I don't care what he's done over the last 10 games.
Absolutely. Now, Francisco Alvarez has not lived up to the expectation, but absolutely there are bigger fails. You have to remember there are circumstances here. He also hit 20, he was hurt, obviously, a lot of this year. Francisco Alvarez has come nowhere to living up to the expectation, but I wouldn't say that he's the biggest failure. I think there are many more.
I think David Stearns did a great job. I think Brian Cashman did a great job.
I think
David Stearns addressed every need except for top-end starting pitching, which is really what the Mets needed, and it didn't move at this deadline. Charlie Morton, Merrill Kelly, those aren't top-end guys. They just aren't. Those guys are not going to change the Mets and Yankees starting pitching trajectory of the season. They're just not. With Louis Seal coming back for the Yankees and for the Mets, is Merrill Kelly and Charlie Morton really going to change anything for their rotation? I don't think it is.
And Merrill Kelly, thank you for the call, Dylan. Merrill Kelly, I was told, did not like New York. I think Ottavino even said that on the air, that Merrill Kelly did not like New York last night.
Oh, good. We don't want him then. He doesn't have the chops to do. You don't want to come. We can't roll the dice on if you got big enough stones to handle New York, you know?
That's exactly what I said. No, it wouldn't have been a difference maker. And by the way, for the record, both teams did a good job. I don't think, but Dylan says, oh yeah, they both did great, but they could have used another starter. If you thought that the Mets needed a top starter, then you shouldn't be satisfied with what they did.
They have a BT call of the day, bit of fun show. We went after it pretty good early on for the first hour and a half or so. Check it out on the free Odyssey app. And just really was more about prospects, I guess. And bottom line, now that we can put that stuff to bed, it's going to be about the guys that are here performing. And the Yankees have three of those guys. Now, maybe they could rely less, let's say, on Dominguez with the addition of Slater or whatever, if they want to use him in the outfield from the right hand, whatever it may be. To some extent, at the very least, Volpe, Wells, Dominguez are going to be relied on. And the Mets are going to have to rely on Alvarez, Mauricio, Beatty, Vientos to a certain extent. Those guys got to get the job done now at the big league level to help these teams go win a World Series.
No question. But even if those guys do get the job done, if Judge is not healthy, if Lindor and Alonso don't wake up, if Soto's shin lingers, that's what's going to really determine. So what happens this year, I think that the moves that both teams made, just reinforces, I think, for most of us that, and certainly I was not here with the Yankees a couple of days ago, certainly a couple of weeks ago as well. But now the Yankees, to me, have a runway, like a launching pad to get right and to preserve leads and to do some things they just simply couldn't do for the last month and a half or so. And same with the Mets. I mean, the biggest issue, and they're not perfect teams. They're both good. And they both could be really good. And when you're really good in this crazy new age of baseball, you got a chance to get to the World Series. And if you get there, you got a chance to win it.
Mark is in Garden City. What's up, Mark?
I really, really enjoy the show. I don't get a chance to call often. I wanted to provide a little insight, hopefully, on a Stephen Kwan discussions you've been having. Cleveland is really a mess now. I've been practicing regulatory law for 37 years. And I will tell you, with these first pitch gambling allegations against Class A and Garcia, and they're pretty evident, he may bring a lot of baggage. They're now investigating hitters on Cleveland that swung at balls in the dirt for first pitch strikes. So you have the same apps in Ohio that you have here in New York.
Yeah.
And I could tell you just from calls we've been getting in our firm, which is nationwide, that, there's a lot of bad stuff there. So Stephen Kwan swings at a pitch in the dirt, and people are going to say, oh, my God, did DraftKings take a lot of action on a first pitch strike?
The only problem is, Mark,
it was just mortal.
We appreciate the info. Maybe there is. I don't know. The only thing is Stephen Kwan doesn't swing at many pitches in the dirt. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I loved him for the Yankees. I don't know what the ins and outs are of what's going on there. Obviously, we know about Class A and the other reliever. I can't even say, like, I doubt it from Stephen Kwan, but you get the point, BT. Uh-huh. If that's a factor, then, yeah, obviously, you know, no pun intended, all bets are off. But I'm going to not assume Stephen Kwan was gambling here with the
He's not embroiled in some, you know, deeply rooted gambling scheme. You know, and this is a bigger issue, not even certainly for today. We don't have enough time, plus there's other stuff going on. But don't you find it a little interesting, like, how quickly Class A was bumped and they made their decisions with the Guardians, but Ohtani, and I know Ohtani's role may have been different, but Ohtani, nothing.
The old cover-up?
I'm not saying that it is, but
there was definitely more. We all assume there was definitely more there as it pertained to Ohtani. It's one thing to penalize Class A. You go after Ohtani, the sport be in big-time trouble. All right, bro, good show. Enjoy the weekend. You're off all next week?
I am. Little boys golfing trip.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Be good on the Little League field, will you?
I'm just watching this weekend. I'll be in the outfield, far away from the umps.
All right, bro, enjoy the week off. We'll see when we get back. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hoff as well. Thanks, everybody, listening cold. We appreciate each and every one of you. Back Monday, 10 a.m. Enjoy your weekend. See you at SummerSlam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.